In CI News this week, a top lawyer warns Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill is incompatible with human rights law. The Equalities Watchdog issues interim guidance on protecting single-sex spaces. And Police Scotland admits that abortion censorship zone legislation may not be enforceable 24/7. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 2nd of May. I'm Joanna Tim. Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill discriminates against certain disabilities and could be challenged under human rights law, a top lawyer has stated. Tom Cross KC gave his legal opinion on the private members bill, saying that as it stands, the legislation is not compatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. This is because suicidal ideation is a known symptom of certain disabilities, and the right to life of people with such conditions must be better protected. The lawyer noted that if the bill became law, an application for judicial review could be brought to declare it incompatible with the Human Rights Act 1998. Dave Greatorex, head of policy and research at the Institute, said MPs should pay the important legal opinion close attention.
Well, this really should be a wake-up call to MPs who voted for the Leadbeater bill at second reading. It discriminates against disabled people by failing to provide for any assessment of whether what appears to be a settled wish to die is actually a manifestation of their condition. This risks some of the most vulnerable people in our society being given drugs to end their lives by the state simply due to a lack of consideration of their particular health needs. It's high time that MPs gave up on this dangerous and discriminatory bill.
Interim guidance on the implications of the Supreme Court ruling on biological sex has been issued by the Equality and Human Rights Commission. In light of the landmark judgment, it states that under the Equality Act, a woman is a biological woman, a man is a biological man, and that if somebody identifies as trans, they do not change sex for the purposes of the Act, even if they have a gender recognition certificate. Workplaces and schools in England and Wales must now provide single-sex toilets and should not allow biological men to use facilities set aside for women or allow biological women to use facilities set aside for men. An updated code of practice is expected in June. In a separate judgment, the Court of Session has declared that state schools across Scotland must provide single-sex toilets for pupils. It follows the successful outcome of a judicial review by parents Lee Hurley and Sean Stratford, who challenged the decision of Scottish Borders Council to only install gender-neutral facilities at their son's primary school. A coalition of local councils has called on the government to take urgent action to tackle gambling harms. In a letter to Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy, over 30 council leaders in Britain warned that the rapid rise of gambling venues in their areas was negatively affecting public health and fueling a rise in crime and disorder. They told the Culture Secretary that some communities were witnessing a groundswell of land-based gambling operators, spreading along our high streets and seemingly targeting areas of higher deprivation in a bid to maximise profits. For the sake of the well-being of their local communities, they asked for new powers to reject applications to open gambling venues and to prevent the proliferation of gambling dens in close proximity to schools. They also backed an overhaul of gambling advertising, more local funding to address gambling harms, and a review of spin speed and excess staking levels. And finally, Police Scotland has admitted that pro-life witness outside closed abortion centres is unlikely to be prosecuted. Under the Abortion Services Safe Access Zones Scotland Act, people risk an unlimited fine for handing out pro-life literature within 200 metres of a centre, speaking to anyone about abortion, or praying silently. But in an email exchange between a Police Scotland inspector in Glasgow and an MSP, the officer conceded that when abortion centres are closed, enforcement would have no lawful basis. The MSP behind the legislation, Gillian Mackay, expressed disappointment at Police Scotland's intervention, indicating she had intended for the law to apply all day, every day. Responding to the news, both the Crown Office and Scottish Government stated that enforcement is a matter for the police. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.